everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Welcome back, everybody. This is part two of the two-part interview with Tina Hopert. If you have not yet listened to part one, you will definitely want to go back and listen to part one so that most of what we're talking about here in part two will make sense to you. If you have good intention, you're genuinely excited about a product. And I will say, I'm going to put this in the context of network marketing businesses in general, or I personally don't like the word MLM. I think that it automatically, you know, puts out a negative connotation, but you know, people will call it network marketing, direct sales, MLM, whatever. The bottom line is this is $183 billion industry globally. There are products that are being sold, and the solid companies, Beauty Counter being one of them, these companies, a lot of them, now Beauty Counter is newer. I'm hoping we might potentially have the founder on the show, which is fantastic. But a lot of these companies have been around for 10, 20, 30 years, and they're pushing revenues of, you know, $500 million a year. So these are legitimate businesses, and they are great ways to make side income. There's a lot of women who get involved in these businesses who are making, you know, $500 to $1,000 a month. That's a car payment, right? That's potentially a rent payment or a mortgage. There's a lot of people who are making, you know, four or five figures a month. There's a section of people in all of these businesses who are making a shit ton of money. They also work their ass off. So network marketing is not a lottery ticket. And I personally believe that that's where people get the bad vibe is, it's very easy for some people to get involved, whether it, the first company I was involved with was Arbonne, and they're known for, if you reach a certain level, they give you a credit towards a white Mercedes. And so a lot of people in that company or others, they only focus on that. Join this company, you can drive a Mercedes. And so instead of people joining that business because they love that skincare, and then, you know, they decide to pursue the business, they're like, this is, it's kind of like diet. They're like, this is a fast way for me to get a Mercedes. And so they join and they're disappointed because they realize, oh, wow, I actually have to work. It's a job, people. And let me bring this back to you, Tina. When you got involved in Beauty Counter, this is something that you do in combination with your other businesses, which is what a lot of women do. But do you run into a lot of people that have misconceptions that, oh, I'm going to join this company and I, you know, whatever it is, whether it's Beauty Counter or anything, and they think I'm going to make $10,000 a month after just putting up one post on Instagram?
Right. And like you said, it is a job. And like, that's the thing. I signed on initially with Beauty Counter just to get the discount.
Yeah.
Because I was using the sunblock and just a couple of the products. And then I got into it more and more. And like the more effort I've put in, the more money I've made. And that's the thing, especially with Beauty Counter, they do reward hard work. But yeah, that's the thing. You can't go into it thinking like, oh, I'm going to get all these free products and it's going to be easy money, because it's not. Like, you definitely have to work and network and make things happen. It's just not going to happen overnight. And really, it's probably taken me a full year of actually putting effort in to see some real results.
I love that you're keeping it real, because that's exactly what I wanted to do here. I wanted to interview people who are involved in network marketing companies, who have started their own business, who have, you know, taken their blog and that's their full-time income. I've interviewed a few people, frankly, some influential influencers that I had no idea how much their blog had grown. And they're like, yeah, my husband doesn't even work anymore. I'm like, what? So, but the good thing that I love that's coming out of these interviews is just what I wanted, which is, you know what? There are other options for you ladies out there. If you're in corporate America and you hate your life and you hate your boss, which is how I used to be, and I knew I wasn't making what I was worth. And I also knew there was a ceiling. And the other thing is there's that lovely wage gap that exists in corporate America, which infuriates me. I mean, it just blows my mind that we can't eliminate that, that this still happens and it's so widespread. But we're sharing all of these other opportunities for you to motivate you and say, look, here's an opportunity for you to think you could have a blog or have an online coaching system. Because if you're passionate about counseling people or guiding people from, you know, competing potentially, maybe you're a competition coach, whatever it is, joining a network marketing company, these are opportunities for you to make additional income or quit your job inevitably. But I don't want to mislead you and say it's not work, it is work. But the rewards can be fantastic. And when you have that time flexibility and the ability to work at your own leisure when you want, the hours you want, that's freedom. Let me bring this kind of question back to you then, Tina. Would you ever, if somebody came to you today and said they were going to offer you a job at, say, Reebok or, you know, some of the brands that we've worked with doing Fitfluential campaigns, you know, whatever it is, mm-hmm. some cool fitness company. And they said, Tina, we love what you're doing. We'd like to pay you, you know, $150,000 a year and a bonus to work in corporate America. You're going to have to drive, you know, downtown Boston. Would you ever even think about it?
No, no, never. Honestly, I mean, I love Reebok. This is nothing against Reebok.
And I didn't mean to put pigeonhole any brand. I just mean like, say it's a brand that you really think is cool, right? Like I love Under Armour, right? Or Lululemon, right?
Yeah.
Any of those brands. Would you go work for somebody else full time and put to the side everything that you've built with your business?
No, never. And honestly, that's my motivation for working so hard and, you know, keeping up with the times and changing. Because like we were talking about before, you know, blogs were, you know, one way back in 2008, and now life is totally different. So that's why I keep changing and evolving and adding new businesses to my plate, because I don't want to work in a corporate setting ever again. Mm-hmm. I just know myself and I know how I work best, and I like the freedom of having my own schedule. So really, like, thinking of that is motivation just to keep working hard.
And it's, you know, I know, like, you and I have been at a lot of events at some of these corporate headquarters. And I just remember being there, and I was in corporate America until I founded Fitfluential. And so for me, it was interesting to visit some corporate headquarters of some of these big brands. And I would see how these people were, you know, rushing around because they had half an hour for a lunch break. And, you know, they would be sending me emails at 10 o'clock at night because they'd just gotten out of a meeting or they were at a conference. And all the things I'd forgotten about, you know, on one hand, I look back at my time in corporate America and I'm like, wow, I never worked weekends. I didn't, you know, I in some ways I worked less or less intensely as I do as an entrepreneur. But my time was not my own, and you deal with politics and you deal with things like, oh, I only have so much vacation time. I mean, these are things that for all of you listening that are in corporate America, like, you're used to that. But imagine the beautiful thing about when you own your own business and when you are smart and you have multiple streams of income, as I'm sure you can tell Tina does here, then you have the ability to say, if you want to, like, you know, do you travel a lot? Do you love that you can just not only take your business with you if you want, but you can, like, your time is your own. If you don't feel well today and you have a migraine, I'm referencing my own problems, but you don't have to go, oh, I'm not allowed to call in sick. I can take today and cancel my meetings or I can just take the day off. Like, your time is your own. Is that one of the things that you treasure the most, ownership of your time?
Yeah, 100%. And especially with a little one, my son's 5, just, you know, if he gets sick or the power's out at school for 2 days, whatever it is, you know, we don't have to scramble for a babysitter. I mean, I just take the day off and spend it with him. So that's really nice. And then of course, vacations and things like that, you know, I can work or not work. My husband's actually a teacher, so he's got, you know, spring break, you know, Christmas break, the summer. So it's nice to be able to work when I want to work. And like I was saying, like, I'm not a sit at a desk 9-to-5 person. Like, I'll get up at 4 a.m, bust out a few hours of work, go work out, work for a few more hours, and I'll end my day early. But I just know how my brain works, and I'm better early in the morning, you know, chunks of time where I can have breaks. And I think that, you know, sitting at a desk 9-to-5, I just like suck the life out of me. So now I just love having control of my schedule and working when I want to work.
This is really good stuff. And I love how real this all is. Let's go back to your experience with Beauty Counter. And then I have some kind of just general entrepreneur 101 questions for you. But with Beauty Counter, you know, again, there's a lot of people who are listening who, you know, think about you when you were first exposed to Beauty Counter, not only the products, because I think you shared, you know, sometimes people would tell you about these products, but you were automatically like, because right, you know that it's not you know, Estee Lauder, right? Or some brand that you can buy that. And sometimes people just get hangups about it. You know, they don't want to get involved with direct sales companies or MLMs, and they think it's illegal or it's a pyramid scheme, something stupid like that. And they won't even look into it. So you were skeptical at first. And then, you know, you got involved, and then you were skeptical about maybe from a business perspective, but now you're in it, and you said, you know, you've gotten your traction, you've got a team working for you. What are the types of things? So for people who are where you are in the beginning, who are like, I don't know, what are the types of things that you do to make money? You know, like, is it, do you get on the phone? Do you do parties? Do you reach out to people? Do you just happen to, does it come up in discussion? I mean, there are a lot of people out there like, I don't know what it means. If I, you know, Beauty Counter sounds really cool, I've gone to their website. What does it mean to sign up and do the business? What are the types of activities that you do that result in people buying from you and inevitably joining your team potentially?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, exactly what you're saying. When I first started Beauty Counter, I felt really lost. I didn't really know what to do. I had never done sales like that per se. And when I first started, just wanted the discount, kind of trucked along, you know, just buying products at a discounted price. And then, yeah, the more that I tried them and more I started to like them, I started to share more and more on my blog and social media and things like that. And people were interested. People really wanted to know what I was using, what the products were like. And not everybody needs to be a blogger. I actually went to the Beauty Counter conference last February. And I would say the majority of people there who were doing very well in Beauty Counter were not bloggers, social media people. Of course, there are those type of people there, but the majority of those people were just women who were working hard, hustling, making it happen. So you can do in-home parties, things like that. You can also do online socials. So you can use Facebook. You can even just send the link around to friends and family, things like that, and have, you know, a social where people can buy products. With the holidays, there's all sorts of opportunities to sample and gifting and things like that. And really just nurturing the clients that you already have. Because if somebody has tried something from Beauty Counter and they love it, they're so much more likely to buy something else. So that's another way of just, you know, nurturing your clients and getting more sales that way. Beauty Counter is also big on sampling, and they sell these little sample size packets that you can give out to people, because people are, I think it's 1/3% more likely to buy something after they've tried it or whatever the number is. But it's so true. If you get that product in somebody's hand and they like it, they're definitely going to buy it. So there's little things like that. I've also helped people on my team come up with email lists, email series, things like that. Email is such a good way to sell without being, you know, so in somebody's face, because obviously somebody can just delete an email if they're not interested. But it's a good way to tell people about promotions and deals and things like that. And then, yeah, there's a lot of ways to sell without being super salesy. And like I said, like you could start with Beauty Counter and put in 2 hours a week, maybe even an hour a week. And I think you'd still get a few sales. And then, you know, as you start growing and maybe getting some people on your team, then you can put a little more time in. I don't think I spend more than, I don't know, 3 hours a week on Beauty Counter. So, I mean, it's definitely one of those things you don't have to spend a ton of time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Devoted to it. But as long as you care about it and you put some energy into it, I think it's something that can definitely grow and be a side source of income for you.
Wouldn't you say that there's such a similar parallel here to weight loss and what you were saying about the clients that you work with your nutrition coaching. In other words, like I remember several years ago, I've always been a consumer who bought Beachbody, meaning their workouts when they were on DVD. I don't do the online streaming so much, but that's just me. So I always bought their DVDs. And then I remember this was like in the height of Fitfluential when things were really, you know, thriving and we were really growing. And I remember being exposed to, you know, so many of our folks that did Beachbody as a business. They were Beachbody coaches. And I'm like, oh, this is so easy. And I was looking at it, not consciously, but I was looking at it like a lot of people do, like, this is a quick lottery ticket for me. Like I've got this influence. I'll put something up about Beachbody and all of the Fitfluential ambassadors will sign up. All of our bloggers will sign up. All of our consumer community will sign up. And I put like two things up on social media and I made about $500 and I bitched and moaned about it for a couple of years after that, after I gave up, because I'm like, yeah, I tried Beachbody. I didn't make any money. You know what? When you try anything two times, do you think you can go to the gym if you have 50 pounds to lose and work out twice and lose 50 pounds? It doesn't work that way. So Tina, I love that you brought up the type, like how many hours a week you put into it. But I think for everybody listening, whether it's Beauty Counter or Beachbody or starting your own blog, consistency is the key and being in it for the long haul is the key. Whether you decide to do one blog post a month and you do it one blog post a month for a year, or you go to the gym and you say, I'm going to go to the gym and work out 3 days a week, but not 3 days a week and then skip a month and then one day and then 2 days the next week, you know, not random. That's not going to help you. Go and be consistent, whether it's 2 days a week or whatever for a year. And the same thing with the business. If you want to get involved in a direct sales business, connect with a coach, ask what the best thing is to do. And just back to what Tina said before, when she's saying, you know, hey, I have a blog and this is how I shared it. I shared something I was excited about. There were all of these other people that she mentioned at the Beauty Counter conference who weren't bloggers. So don't write it off and say, I can't do that because I don't have a blog like Tina. There are creative ways to communicate with other people. There's a whole world out there who wants to learn how to cook or wants to learn how to work out or wants to learn how to do their makeup better and use non-toxic, you know, makeup materials on their body and on their skin. There's people out there you're serving. And if you can remember that, I think that's a big, I know you use that word, serving and nurturing my customers. You're providing a service. Get away from being hung up on selling and think about the fact that you're serving. You know, all of us are very comfortable telling somebody about a movie that we saw last weekend that we love. But for some reason, recommending a movie and saying, oh my God, Tina, I saw Godzilla last weekend. It's so amazing. You and your husband have to go see it. It's so good. Make sure you get the tickets. And we would follow up with our friends and say, did you go see that movie? It's so amazing. That's selling. We're just telling people about something we think is cool. It's the same thing. And if you're getting paid for it, why would you feel guilty about that? So I love, Tina, that you've kept it like really simple and talked about what some of the most important things are, which is consistency. This doesn't have to be a huge time commitment. Serve your customers and just be creative and ask for help. Would you say in regards to a network marketing opportunity like Beauty Counter, Pampered Chef, whatever it is, that this is one of the key factors to success is connect with your, they call it your upline for those of you that are new. When you sign up under somebody who's like your quote unquote boss or your guide or your manager or your leader, they call it your upline. Would you say that one of the biggest keys to success is really connect with a strong upline and ask for help? Because a lot of people, I think, don't ask for help in network marketing.
Yes, yes. And I was actually going to say that for sure, to connect with your mentor upline, also connect with, you know, other beauty counter people or whoever is in, who's also doing the same thing. We actually have a team Facebook group. We actually have a couple team Facebook groups where you can get all sorts of information and know what's going on and tips and advice and all that stuff. But the other thing I was going to add in, just related to me only working 3 hours a week on this, I have a lot of systems and things that work for me that I've set up ahead of time. So I'm kind of into a groove with things now. So that is definitely part of it. But just having things in place that can help you work through things quickly, like I have form emails, an email list, little things like that, that you can just use again and again and customize based on the customer. I think that is really huge. And that, of course, was an idea that I did get from my upline. But yes, being connected in the community that you're in is very helpful because a lot of stuff happens. You might miss it. And it's nice just having somebody to lean on and, you know, help you through the process.
No kidding. And that's awesome that you've gotten some systems from your upline and you're passing them down to your team. Now mm-hmm. we will, for sure, I'm going to link up because obviously if you're listening to this, you've maybe purchased some beauty counter products or looked into them or seen them. And you're thinking about, hey, dipping your toe in the water or connecting with Tina to ask for more information. We will link up to her beauty counter site, in the show notes. And then we're also going to link up to her blog so that you can find out about her nutrition coaching and so on. But I do want to ask you kind of an entrepreneur 101 question to close up the show. And then I'll have you give your contact information and so on. But, you know, again, you've been at this running your own blog and that developed into a business. I loved that you shared that when you started like me, you were just doing it as a hobby. It wasn't like you said, I'm going to monetize, you know, like there's so much awareness now when people start a blog or an Instagram channel, they're like going out and hiring a whole crew. But you started this as a hobby, it grew into a business. And now you have, you know, your own coaching business, you've got the beauty counter business. For people that are just getting started, who are thinking about, you know, starting their own website, like I have some things that I would pass on to somebody, like develop a separate bank account. You know, get a business identity or an LLC. What are some of the things that, like, for beginner entrepreneurs maybe tripped you up that you would recommend to anybody as far as maybe it's hiring an accountant, you know, keeping all of your receipts. What are some of the top maybe two or three tips that you'd recommend for people that are getting started that you wish you knew when you were getting started?
Hiring an accountant is huge, especially if you have different sources of income. The separate bank account, the LLC, I think all of that is amazing advice. I'd also say figure out how you work best. I think that is huge. Just the time of day you work the best, especially if you're doing kind of like a side hustle or something like that. You have probably a limited amount of time and you don't want to waste it, you know, figuring out things or not really knowing what to do. Mm-hmm. So the idea, I have this power hour, as I say, I wake up super early in the morning. I have a list of things ready to go. And I just knock things out for an hour to 2 hours to kind of depends when my son gets up. But I think just really focusing your attention, like what exactly needs to be get done and then do it. Because there's so much time to dilly-dally on stuff like this if you don't have set expectations and a to-do list and all that stuff. So that's really helped me just to get to know myself and just say, you know what, you work best first thing in the morning. You're not going to work late at night. That's not your jam. But figuring out that time and just when you're going to be most productive. Because I think working for yourself and being your own boss, there's so much time to get wrapped up in all these different things that probably don't matter. So I think just really figuring out what's really going to move your business forward and what really matters.
And then that made me think of one last kind of an add-on question. So there's a lot of people out here, you know, and this is future pacing, right? So Tina, you got a very successful blog. A lot of people, you'll start off doing stuff maybe on the side of your corporate job, right? And then this will grow and you can inevitably potentially quit your job or maybe it'll just grow to a solid additional income source. Whatever it is that you pursue. But there are some people out here who are future pacing and thinking ahead and they don't understand, you know, they've never thought about, oh, wow, I'm going to have to hire an accountant. Like they don't think, about spending money, you know, investing in cameras and investing in, you know, there are costs that are associated with having a website, paying for an LLC, sometimes having staff and support contractors. Would you say, how would you summarize how many people run, like work on your team that support you for Beauty Counter, for your website? Do you have a huge team? Because there's some entrepreneurs out there who have a great team of like four people. Then there's some people like, you know, Rachel Hollis, and she's like, I've got 12 people working for me. So how many people, I'm just curious, and I'm guessing they might not all be full-time, but how many people are on your quote unquote team?
I mean, it's pretty much me. I mean, I definitely have people who are helping me with certain things that I can't do well. And I think that's totally okay to hire out people who are better at you at doing certain things, like creating like pretty PDF downloads and eBooks and things like that. Like, I don't know graphic design. I can't create something beautiful. So I have somebody who does that for me, and I hire her per project. I also have a VA that I work with, and she'll create pinnable images for me and things like that. I have somebody that's working on my Pinterest, because again, I don't know about Pinterest. Pinterest is like a whole world in itself.
It is.
But I think it's totally okay to invest in services that you just can't do well or you don't want to do well. And also just investing in your business, like buying a good camera, you know, taking a course that's going to help educate you or move you forward or help you network or something like that. I think it's totally fine to invest in those things if it's going to move your business forward. And it actually took me a long time to figure that out, because I was like, no, this is my blog. I want to do everything myself. And then I just realized, I'm like, for me to make this image, it's going to take me an hour. You know what I mean? And I can hire somebody and they can make me five in an hour, because that's what they do. So I think it's so important to do that. And then you can focus your time on the things that you enjoy and that really matter and that are you know, that make up your job and your business.
Not to mention, you're giving somebody else the opportunity to earn some money. I think a lot of people that's missing on them. They're not thinking about like, hey, when you hire, I mean, we have cleaners come to our house every week, and I'm providing jobs for somebody, and that's helping me have more balance so that I can focus on my work. But that could be a whole other show, is delegating. So that was really good stuff. And each one of you will find your own fit, and we'll have a lot of, you know, I'm probably going to have some VA companies on here talking about how to hire a VA. All of these types of things we'll cover. So be certain that you guys feel free to write in and let us know what questions you have so I can cover these in future shows. But Tina, before I forget, tell people, and of course we're going to link this up in the show notes, but I also understand that some people will be listening to this, you know, in their car, and they'll want to just jot down and kind of reach out, because sometimes they'll forget to go look things up on the show notes. So if you can, what would be a good way? Tell people where they can find you, you know, your blog, your Instagram, or the primary places that you engage. And then if you have an email that people, or if you say, hey, don't email me, but just use this contact me form, how they can get a hold of you. And then, of course, we will link up to, because I'm sure the Beauty Counter URL is probably a long one, but any links that you have for your coaching, Beauty Counter, your website, and how people can contact you. And then I'll link that up in the show notes as well.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, carrotsandcake.com is where you can find all that stuff, links to all the different things. But yeah, I will send those along to you.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Tina, so much. I know, as usual, I went over our time. I said I was going to stop 10 minutes ago and I didn't, but this was really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate your transparency and making time. And this is, I know, going to be helpful for so many people. I'm certainly going to be following up with you, because I'm going to start getting a lot more. I'm going to start paying a lot more attention to the products, the beauty products. You know, I've been really cleaning up my diet and what I've been eating, and I need to do the same with my skincare. So I'll be reaching out to you for that. But thank you so much for everybody listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I mentioned before, if you have any questions along the line of the business series that I'm doing, things that you want me to cover, please make sure you email my assistant, Angie@KellyAlexa.com, or you can just go to KellyAlexa.com. Fill out the contact me form. It's going to get to the same place. Of course, we would appreciate it if you guys are enjoying the show. If you would head on over to iTunes and leave us a review, that helps the show be seen and heard by more people. You guys have a great rest of the week. Thanks for tuning into the Kelly O Show. We'll see you next time.
You have reached the end of part two of this two-part interview with Tina Hopert. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions about this episode or future episodes, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities Or if you'd like to nominate yourself or somebody that you know to be interviewed on the show, you can email me at kelly@kellyalexa.com. You can also email my assistant at angie@kellyalexa.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope you're subscribed on iTunes. You can also access this podcast on my YouTube channel at Kelly Alexa. You can also access this on Spotify and, of course, anywhere else that you listen to podcasts. You know what I'm going to ask. You know the drill. If you are listening and you love the show, we'd love it if you'd share it with your audience. And if you have a moment and could go to iTunes and leave us a review, those reviews help the show get seen and heard by more people who could really benefit from this free and valuable information. Thank you in advance. You guys have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.